library on CKUT. The new spins library, the new spins library, the new spins library on CKUT.
From New York, this is Democracy Now!
They used them as political pawns, treated them like chattel in a cruel, premeditated political stunt.
The White House has denounced Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and Texas Governor Greg Abbott for busing and flying asylum seekers to liberal communities, including the island of Martha's Vineyard in Massachusetts. We'll speak to the head of LULAC, just back from Martha's Vineyard. That's the League of United Latin American Citizens.
It is un-Christian, un-American, and un-Texan to use immigrants this way, fellow refugees.
Some have called it human smuggling. But by governors? Is this modeled on the reverse freedom rides of 1962, when Southern segregationists bused black families to Cape Cod and other northern areas? And then President Biden has declared the pandemic is over.
Is the pandemic over?
The pandemic is over. We still have a problem with COVID. We're still doing a lot of work on it. But the pandemic is over.
As over 400 people in the United States die every day of COVID, we'll speak to Stephen Thrasher, author of The Viral Underclass, The Human Toll When Inequality and Disease Collide. All that and more coming up. Welcome to Democracy Now!, democracynow.org, The War and Peace Report. I'm Amy Goodman. In the Caribbean, Hurricane Fiona has strengthened into a major Category 3 storm, taking aim at Turks and Caicos after it pummeled the Dominican Republic on Monday. So far, most of the storm's destruction is in Puerto Rico, where nearly all the island remains without power as of today. Officials say it could be days before a majority of the island has service restored. Meanwhile, an estimated two-thirds of Puerto Rican households have no access to clean tap water after Hurricane Fiona flooded water filtration and sewage treatment plants. After headlines, we'll get an update from Democracy Now!'s Juan Gonzalez. In more climate news, a new public database has found the world's fossil fuel reserves contain enough carbon to exceed limits set by the Paris Climate Accord seven times over. The Global Registry of Fossil Fuels warns burning the world's remaining supplies of coal, oil and gas would add 3.5 trillion tons of greenhouse gas into the atmosphere, more than all the emissions since the start of the Industrial Revolution. Here in New York, the 2022 United Nations General Assembly opened with an appeal for urgent action on hunger, poverty, racial and gender inequality, and the climate crisis. During the opening ceremony, 24-year-old U.S. poet Amanda Gorman read her new work, An Ode We Owe. Meanwhile, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres appealed to nations to meet the UN's blueprint for peace and prosperity, known as the Sustainable Development Goals.
Young people and future generations are demanding action. We cannot let them down. This is a definitive moment. All of you here today and those tuning in from around the world give me immense hope that we can put our hands on the wheel of progress and steer a new course.
Ukrainian officials said Monday the bodies of two children were found among the remains of 440 people buried in mass graves outside the city of Kharkiv, which was recaptured from Russian forces during a Ukrainian counteroffensive earlier this month. Ukraine's internal affairs minister said dozens of victims' bodies were mutilated and showed signs of torture. Kharkiv's police chief said investigators are carefully exhuming the bodies to identify the remains and to determine a cause of death.
It is very hard to establish whether they are gunshot wounds in the bodies or not. This work will be done during the examination of the body with the forensic expertise.
In Ukraine's east, Russia-backed separatists say shelling by Ukraine's military in Donetsk City Monday killed 13 people, including two children. Elsewhere, officials in the Russian-occupied Luhansk region say overnight Ukrainian attacks killed 7 civilians, including 3 children. The reported deaths and injuries came as Ukraine claimed its counteroffensive has for the first time seized Russian-held territory in Luhansk. Russia and China have agreed to deepen military ties between the two nations. Russia's Security Council secretary said Monday Chinese and Russian naval vessels have begun joint patrols in the Pacific. Meanwhile, the United States has dispatched a nuclear aircraft carrier to South Korea for the first time since 2018. The USS Ronald Reagan and an accompanying carrier strike group are scheduled to hold joint war games with South Korea's military off the Korean Peninsula. This comes as U.S. officials say North Korea is preparing its first underground nuclear weapons test since 2017. The Washington Post reports the Pentagon has ordered an internal review of the military's use of clandestine psychological operations online, including the creation of fake social media accounts on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Over 150 fake accounts linked to the military have reportedly been removed by social media companies for violating their policies. Some of the accounts were used to post messages about Russia, China, and Iran. Back in the United States, new figures show the Biden administration has arrested more than 2 million people along the U.S.-Mexico border over the past 11 months. It's by far the fastest rate of arrests at the southern border in U.S. history, surpassing last year's record total of 1.7 million arrests. In Texas, a San Antonio area sheriff has launched a criminal investigation into whether recruiters unlawfully tricked a group of 48 asylum seekers into boarding flights that took them to Martha's Vineyard, an island off the coast of Massachusetts. Lawyers for the migrants say they were given brochures promising cash assistance, job placement services, and more. Bexar County Sheriff Javier Salazar said Monday the asylum seekers were instead unceremoniously left stranded.
What, if anything, did they sign? Did they even understand the document that was put in front of them if they signed something? Or was this strictly a predatory measure, somebody coming and preying upon people that are here minding their own business and are here legally, not bothering a soul, but somebody saw fit to come from another state, hunt them down, prey upon them, and then take advantage of their desperate situation just for the sake of political theater, just for the sake of making some sort of a statement, and putting people's lives in danger?
Last week, Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis took credit for sending the asylum seekers to Martha's Vineyard, saying it's part of a broader scheme by Republican governors to bus or fly migrants to states controlled by Democrats. We'll have more on this story later in the broadcast. A panel of United Nations experts said Monday Ethiopia's government may have committed war crimes and crimes against humanity in the northern Tigray region. The report by the International Commission of Human Rights Experts on Ethiopia was released as Ethiopia renewed military offensive against separatist rebels in Tigray, ending a 5-month-old ceasefire. The commission said Monday all parties to the conflict were found to have committed crimes, including extrajudicial killings and rape. The conflict there has combined with the climate crisis to exacerbate a food shortage in Ethiopia, where some 20 million people are in need of humanitarian assistance. In Mexico, at least 2 people were killed as a major 7.6 magnitude earthquake struck the Pacific coast near the port city of Manzanillo on Monday afternoon, triggering a tsunami alert. collapsing buildings near the epicenter and knocking out electricity to over a million customers. It was felt as far away as Mexico City and beyond. The earthquake struck on the anniversary of two previous major earthquakes, which devastated central Mexico in 1985 and 2017. It came just hours after authorities in eight states held earthquake preparedness drills. Mexico City Mayor Claudia Sheinbaum said there were no reports of major damage in the capital. She said the timing of the earthquake was a coincidence.
In scientific terms, there is nothing to say that September 19th is a special day for earthquakes. In fact, there have been three earthquakes in the city on this day.
A U.S. engineer who'd been held in Afghanistan since 2020 has been freed in a prisoner swap. The Taliban agreed to release Mark Frerichs in exchange for Haji Bashir Nurzai, who was convicted in the United States on drug trafficking charges in 2008. Nurzai, who had been sentenced to life in prison, was a key financial backer of the Taliban in the 1990s. Secretary of State Tony Blinken spoke Monday.
I want the families of Americans who are being arbitrarily detained or held hostage anywhere in the world to know that our commitment to them, to bringing their loved ones home, is resolute, and we will relentlessly continue to focus on doing just that.
In related news, President Biden met Friday at the White House with the families of two U.S. citizens imprisoned in Russia, basketball superstar Brittany Griner and Paul Whelan. It was Biden's first meeting with the families. Back in the United States, a for-profit company that operates prison telephone lines has agreed to pay $67 million to settle a class-action lawsuit brought by incarcerated people. Advocates say Global Tellink routinely pocketed deposits made by prisoners to prepaid phone accounts and preyed on prisoners by charging them exorbitant rates of up to 100 times the actual cost of calls. And in Baltimore, supporters of Adnan Syed are celebrating his release from prison Monday after a Maryland judge vacated his murder conviction. The 41-year-old Syed had spent 23 years behind bars after being convicted of the 1999 murder of his ex-girlfriend, Haman Lee. His case gained international attention when the award-winning podcast Serial re-examined his conviction and raised new questions about his guilt. A Baltimore County Circuit Court judge has ordered new DNA testing in the case, tests that were not available at the time of Syed's conviction. Syed could still face a new trial, but state's attorney for Baltimore, Marilyn Mosby, spoke Monday.
We're not yet declaring Adnan Syed is innocent, but we are declaring that in the interest of fairness and justice, he is entitled to a new trial.
Mosby said she'll look into whether two alternative suspects may have murdered Haman Lee, including one who threatened to make her disappear and kill her. And those are some of the headlines. This is Democracy Now!, democracynow.org, the War and Peace Report. I'm Amy Goodman in New York, joined by Democracy Now! Co-host Juan Gonzalez in New Brunswick, New Jersey. Hi, Juan.
Hi, Amy, and welcome to all of our listeners and viewers across the country and around the world.
Juan, I just wanted to ask you first about the crisis in Puerto Rico, where most of the island remains without power for another day after being hit by Hurricane Fiona. In fact, the electricity went out before Fiona hit. You were born in Puerto Rico. You know, to say the least, you are closely tied. You still have family in Puerto Rico. What are you hearing?
Well, Amy, I'm hearing pretty much what the news accounts have said. I've also been in contact with my sister, who's in Calle in Puerto Rico. Clearly, the electricity is out once again, and water, potable water to most of the island residents is out once again. Unfortunately, the reality is that the Puerto Rican people, since Hurricane Maria, have actually been able to recognize the fact that the government, when it comes to these crises, is inept. And many people have been able to develop their own ability to survive. Increasingly, more and more Puerto Rican households are, when they can afford it, have generators of their own to have emergency supplies. And as I was speaking with my sister yesterday and today, they've also been able to sometimes have their own water reserves. And my sister has a 600-gallon water tank, basically, for emergencies like this. So unfortunately, the billions of dollars the United States spent to reconstruct the infrastructure of Puerto Rico after Hurricane Maria is not as resilient, and it's not as the money is not as well spent. And so we're once again faced with the fact that who knows how long it will take for electricity and potable water to be accessible again to the people of Puerto Rico. And here we are 6 years into the Financial Control Board that was only supposed to be in power for 5 years. It's already 1 year over its original time allotment by Congress. And we're still in a situation where Puerto Rico, as a result of its colonial condition, is not ready to deal with crises of this type.
On CKUT, where the new spins be. Liberate, we probably the true meaning of libraries. The world out some station for the community. The news, arts, and culture shape our intellectuality. Releasing these new spins, sharing these bright grins. Wednesday morning, 7 to 9 on 90.3 is where it's happening. Tune in, the tunes are in tune, and with some interviewing, the new spins library Wednesday, 7 a.m. is broadcast. The new spins library. The new spins library. The new spins library. The new spins.
Welcome back to CKUT. It's time for a little weather. Wednesday will be partly sunny in the morning with a chance of showers in the afternoon. The high will be 21 degrees Celsius. Thursday will be partly sunny with a high of 18 degrees Celsius. Friday will bring clouds clearing throughout the day and a high of 14 degrees Celsius. Saturday will be sunny throughout the day with a high of 18 degrees Celsius. Sunday will bring a mix of sun and clouds, becoming mainly sunny in the afternoon. The high will be 18 degrees Celsius. Monday will be partly sunny with scattered showers throughout the day and a high of 18 degrees Celsius. And finally, Tuesday will be partly sunny with a high of 17 degrees Celsius.
Remote control, melt in your mouth, genetic codes, the ocean is out there, I feel the flow, catch my wave and let it go, life saves your super soul, catch my wave and let it go, life saves your super soul. When you forget how it feels when it doesn't go, don't you wanna know? 'Cause when you forget what is real when it doesn't go, don't you wanna know? Catch my wave and let it go, love saves your super soul. Catch my wave and let it go, love saves your super soul. Trying, it's the little things that mean the most. I wanna feel you close.
It's time to save your super soul.
Catch my wave and let it go, let it go, love saves your super soul.
you're getting. The familiar faces in unknown settings are unsettling. They're colder than they were before. Even though I get the feeling you're hurting, trying to walk while you're bending yourself in two. I'll try to be proof it gets better for you. In these two-facing seats, travel on, sing your song, be the face you were all along. There's no need to hide or to think twice, but acting on impulse is never right. For their eyes, for their sight, so take shelter with me tonight. Till you realize you are. Did you know we can head through dark tunnels with no sense of trouble all through the rubble?
Discovering new music, this is the station. Hi, my name is Ezra Brooks, and you're listening to The New Spins Library on C-Cut Radio.
Je pense que nous allons avoir un problème.
Tu n'as rien entendu quand j'avais tant à dire. Tu n'as jamais voulu reconnaître le pire. J'ai fait l'erreur de croire à tes mots, tes frimes. Et c'est dans ce brouillard qu'on perd. l'odeur des crimes. Entends-tu ma jugulaire? Code rouge, ça fait mon affaire. Si je perds, y'a plus rien à taire. Ta ma bienveillance, je remercierai le ciel. Si le monde n'est pas à penser. J'ai gardé mon silence dès que conduit sur papier. J'ai longé tes boulevards, évité ces quartiers. Je n'arrive pas à taire l'impact de tes missiles. Combien de jours, combien d'années suffisent? Entends-tu ma jugulaire? Code rouge, j'ai fait mon affaire. Si je perds, y'a plus rien à taire. Tiens ma bienveillance, je remercierai le ciel. Si le monde n'est pas à penser.
Thank you. golden queen of my pride. I'll always fight to keep you by my side. We roll and play, fall in love in many ways, and this feels so real. I'm glad love is based on what I feel. Lying in your bed, lying in your bed,
breath of fresh air through your nose. Now imagine doing the very same underwater. It just wouldn't work. This week on In the Shower with Taz and Marcus, we ask, why do fish have nostrils?
In the shower with Taz and Marcus, 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 in the shower with Taz and Marcus.
Hello and welcome to In the Shower with Taz and Marcus, a bite-sized, informative podcast that aims to answer the mysteries of the world in the time it takes you to have a shower.
Have you ever wondered why we put Christmas trees up?
Or why our hair goes grey?
Or do plants have feelings?
Or why human beings love music so much?
If you've wondered the answers to any of those questions, well, good news. We've answered them and we've answered a ton more. Check out our back catalogue on Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcast. And we're about to answer a new question today.
This week on In the Shower with Taz and Marcus, we tackle, why do fish have nostrils?
So step into the shower cubicle with us and prepare to learn some fish nostril things.
In the shower with Taz and Marcus, 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 in the shower with Taz and Marcus.
So this is a question that comes from the one, the only, the unbeatable Marcus O'Leary.
That is me. I am asking the question this week, and this one's been in the reserves.
Come here to me, Marcus. How exactly did you come up with this question? Like, give us a window into your brain.
So a couple of weeks ago, somebody messaged me on Spotify with another question related to fish.
Messaged you on Spotify?
Not on Spotify. Sorry, on Instagram. Yeah. Show me a message on Instagram. With a fish related question, and I was kind of looking into it, and I still have to answer it. The question was just how do hammerhead sharks exist? Because like they're a mad looking creature.
Mad looking creature. And
then I was looking at pictures of fish, and I was like, why do fish have nostrils? Basically, if anyone wants an insight into my day to day routine, I was just looking at pictures and loads of different fish. I was looking at sharks. I was looking at like koi carp. I was looking at manta rays. I was looking at eels.
And they all have nostrils.
They all have nostrils, which is mad because, like, you know, I thought that nostrils kind of gave us the, fish have gills.
Yeah.
So, like, it's kind of cheating that they have nostrils as well. Like, you know, you can get, like, I don't know if it, like, breathing in through your nose. Also, I have a bit of a blocked nose, so anyone who's listening to that might just be like, but.
Well, thank you, Marcus, so much for asking the question. Every time that we're running short on questions to answer, I'm afraid that the podcast will just die. Like, so often people ask us what we're going to do when we've answered all of the questions. But in all honesty, the questions just keep coming.
Also, like, imagine just being like, we have reached the point where we have answered all of the questions.
That is the aim, isn't it?
Like, just like,
that can be on our gravestone.
Do you know, that's
have what, answered all of the questions.
That's
has
what
answered.
A pantomath is somebody who knows everything.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, it's a hypothetical concept of somebody who knows absolutely everything in the universe is a pantomath. Yeah, but I mean, like, that's the beautiful thing about humanity is that we're curious, and curiosity is what makes us people, and curiosity is what drives this podcast. And every one of you listeners must be curious if you're listening to this podcast. So you're just great.
You're a great bunch.
Beautiful.
Long may the questions continue. Okay, so to kick this investigation off, I love that my investigation is investigating fish nostrils. But yeah, to kick this investigation off, to find out why exactly fish do have nostrils, we first have to ask, can fish smell?
Fish can smell really bad if it's not fresh, if it's just left out in the sun for a bit. Like, this, like, yeah. Oh, you mean can fish, can they actually like pick up?
Can they, do they have a sense of smell?
Can they pick up scent? Yeah, well, do you know what, like, we answered a question a couple of weeks ago about whether water has a taste.
Can you remember what that was in short?
Yeah, it was basically like the mineral composition of, no, it wasn't. What was it again? Oh, God.
We answered this question live at EP, actually. It was, remember they did a science experiment on the tongues of little tiny mice.
Yes.
And they found that actually it pinged the sour sensory section of the tongue, wasn't it?
Yeah, and that thus made our bodies more prime to receive hydration. That's why basically electrolytes have an acid in them. And electrolytes are better at hydrating you. So that's what I wonder. I mean, like, but you know what I said there about mineral composition and the fact that, like, all water has different minerals in it. Do fish run around going, ooh, this is a bit sulfury if they're around Iceland, or are they up in Wicklow being like,
Has this been passed through a Brita filter?
Exactly. The limestone deposits in here are just marvellous, Mildred.
But, does water have a smell, and can fish smell it? Do you think that fish have a sense of smell?
I kind of think so. Like, I know that do you know what the thing that I'm thinking of is, like, I saw Jaws recently.
Yeah.
I hadn't watched it in years. So the whole, like, sharks can smell a drop of water in the ocean.
A drop of blood in the ocean.
Or a drop of blood. Yes, a drop of water in the ocean. That would be the most overwhelming thing of all time. Just like, it's everywhere! they can detect a drop of blood in the ocean. It's something like 200 miles away or something.
That's crazy.
I assume that they can smell kinda.
Okay, well, Esther DeFillis, the professor at the Department of Piscobiology.
Piscobiology, yeah.
At the Complutense University of Madrid, has written an article all about fish nostrils, which
really?
Is just fantastic. But
do you know what? Before you say anything, like, what I love about this podcast is finding that somebody has done a PhD about everything.
Fish nostrils. Genuinely, like, this professor wrote an amazing article investigating fish nostrils.
Esther DeFillis of the Piscobiology at Complutense University in Madrid, fish nostril expert.
She is who we have to thank for this episode. And she said that although it may seem strange, fish can smell, and actually they have a very good sense of smell. Many people think that the sense of smell only detects volatile molecules, and therefore it is not possible to smell inside water.
Volatile molecules as in stuff that can be vaporized.
Yeah, exactly. So a lot of people think that it's impossible to smell inside water. However, smell has more to do with the sensory system involved. In this case, the olfactory system, with the olfactory epithelium and their brain connectors, than the properties of the actual stimulus itself. Terrestrial animals detect volatile chemical substances with their olfactory system and dissolved chemicals using the sense of taste. But fish detect dissolved substances with both the taste and the smell senses.
So their smell and taste senses are kind of one. So they
exactly, they
detect stuff with smell and taste together.
Exactly. And that's why historically fish were believed not to be able to smell. This was until about 1924 when Fritz Strieck demonstrated the olfactory capacities of the common minnow, which is a type of fish. What?
I just love finding out all these little...
Minnow, I know.
Like, I know what a minnow is, but like, for the olfactory capabilities of the common minnow. Like, that is... good old Fritz Strieck.
But ever since many studies have been carried out, which show the extraordinary olfactory sensitivity of a fish.
So a fish can smell and taste, and that's why they have nostrils.
Fish have one or two pairs of nostrils through which water flows into the nasal cavity, and then inside the nasal cavity we find the olfactory epithelium with the sensory cells that detect the molecules that are dissolved in the water. So most fish species have very sensitive olfactory receptors capable of detecting the presence of molecules even in very low concentrations.
So what do fish use this sense of smell for? Like, are there some fish who are having like a really bad BO day, or like, you know, some fish who don't want to go near, like where another fish has pooed because it kind of fish smells
well, honestly,
bad?
Honestly, it depends kind of on every species what exactly they use their sense of smell for. But it has been proved that they use it for finding food. That's a fact which fishermen take advantage of.
It's both throwing in bait and
exactly,
chum.
Exactly. They yep. also use it to find a mate.
Mm-hmm. Imagine that, like, in a David Attenborough documentary, that carp was attracted to a mate because she can smell that he was wearing Armani 1 million.
But yeah, they do use their sense of smell to find a mate and for recognising other fish of the same species, detecting predators, or for orientation, which is a really, really cool one. So salmon actually recognise their birth river by smell.
No way!
Yeah.
It's almost like a dog finding its way home.
Yeah, exactly. And it's recently been proved that young fish from many coral reef species, if carried away by the currents, are capable of finding their way back to their birth reef by using just their sense of smell.
So really, Nemo couldn't have been that lost.
He yeah, just, exactly.
Just had a little sniff.
Disney Pixar unveiled. But yeah, fish larvae as small as a couple of millimetres. So a couple of millimetres are, there's 10 millimetres in a centimetre. So a couple of millimetres is tiny. Mm. But fish as small as that have noses strong enough to smell their way home.
What? Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
So now we know fish have nostrils because they too can smell, and they use that sense of smell to find food, find mates, find their way home, detect predators, and loads of other reasons. Kind of, you know, normal reasons that you'd use your nose for, except
yeah,
on a fish.
Yeah, I know. I was kind of expecting this episode to go into evolution and stuff, which I could have went into because, of course, fish have evolved from something, and what it evolved from had nostrils. But at the end of the day, why do fish have nostrils to smell? And they use their sense of smell, as you just said, for the exact same reasons that we use our sense of smell.
Hmm. Right. So, listen, that's I am actually slightly blown away by that. There you go. The knowledge is power. And the next time I see a fish, I'll be like, yo, mate, you smell.
Oh.
And I'll be like, yes, I do. So any fishy facts to end the episode?
Fishy fact time! Some fish, like sharks, don't possess an air bladder to keep them afloat and must either swim continuously or rest at the bottom of the ocean.
Rest at the bottom of the ocean.
So they can't float. They either have to be swimming or they have to be at the bottom.
Wow, that's actually very, so sink or swim, literally.
Literally, yeah. Mm-hmm. Another one, fish use a variety of low-pitched sounds to convey messages to each other. Because when I was actually looking into this, another question that I thought about is, you know, how mm-hmm. do animals, how do horses talk, how do dogs talk? But this is how fish talk. So they moan, grunt, croak, boom, hiss, whistle, creak, shriek and wail.
That's actually exactly how lads from Carlo communicate.
They rattle their bones and gnash their teeth. However, fish do not actually have vocal cords. They use other part of their bodies to make noises, such as vibrating muscles against their swim bladder, which is the bladder that sharks don't have.
Okay, yeah. Very good. Yeah.
Last fact. So electric eels and electric rays, you've been told growing up to stay away from them or like keep an eye out
yeah,
for them.
Yeah, do you know what? I was taught growing up, I honestly thought that electric eels would pose far more of a threat to my everyday life.
Yeah, then.
Like, same
That's
with sharks.
So true.
Same with sharks. Like, everyone's like, you can't go near them. It's like, as a kid,
I couldn't if I wanted to.
As a kid, I was like, okay, well, I better not reach into like that section of the shelf in the shop just in case there's an electric eel behind the Frosties. Or something. Like, I don't. It's the same with like swans breaking arms. Like, yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. I don't believe it. I don't know. Anyway,
like, do you know what? So electric eels and electric rays.
We were told the right thing because electric eels and electric rays have enough electricity to kill a horse.
What?
I know, yeah. So you'd be fried, Marcus. You'd be a battered Marcus over there.
Zap.
In the show, there's a Marcus. 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 In the show, there's a Marcus.
Guys, thank you so much for listening to that episode of In the Shower with Taz and Marcus. It was a proper, small, bite-sized one. A lot of our ones recently have been very deep and meaningful and have been longer. But we thought we'd just throw in a small, simple, chunky, nice, simple fact episode.
There you go. Yeah, that was fun.
Thanks for asking the question, Marcus.
Do you know what? It's okay.
Guys, if you have any questions, just like Marcus, that you would like us to tackle and do some research into and debunk and relay to the masses. If you have any question that you would like us to do that for, then please, please, please send them on to our Facebook page. Marcus?
Just look up In the Shower with Taz and Marcus on Facebook. If you're on Instagram, look up In the Shower Pod. Same for Twitter.
And if you want to send a question via email, just send it to intheshowerpodcast@gmail.com.
We love hearing from you. If you have a question or you just want to say hi, or as tradition dictates, if you want to send us pictures of your dogs or pets, as lots of you have done, and we've got an all variety of pets. We've got dogs, cats, pigs, snakes, parakeets, fish with nostrils. please do.
We've also said that for the 2 weeks over Christmas, for anybody who sends in a question, In the Shower are going to donate €2 to inner city Dublin helping the homeless, because there's a huge homeless crisis going on in Dublin at the moment that we want to try to do our bit for. So for every single person that sends in a question, we're going to donate €2. So if you're listening to this and you have any question whatsoever, if you send it in to us, you'll be doing your bit to help some charity.
Big or small, and the questions can be asked from anywhere. It doesn't matter if you are in Timbuktu. You ask the question, you help a homeless person in Dublin.
A few thank yous to wrap up the episode.
A few thank yous. A massive thank you to Alan and Paddy and all the crew in the Head Stuff Podcast Network. You guys are doing great work and we love you very much.
Next up, thank you so much to Flo Robinson for our lovely cover art.
And a little final thank you to the musical mastermind behind our theme songs, Dave Gertzman. Dave, you are the man.
Next week's question, Marcus.
Next week's question is for all the rockers, the boppers, and the show stoppers out there.
Oh,
there you go. Next
what
week,
is it?
Next week's question is actually pretty cool. How does an electric guitar work?
That episode is going to be out next Monday in time for your morning shower. But in the meantime,
keep scrubbing.
In the shower with Taz and Marcus. 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 In the shower with Taz and Marcus.
This has been a production of the Head Stuff Podcast Network.
I'm Where Is Luna, and you are listening to the New Spins Library on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal.
Don't be misled. ESTE, Renaissance.
Let us be our OTESTE. Never give us our freedom. We don't march on for our lives. We don't march on for our lives. We don't march on.
J-O. People call me Fayo, ain't no more molester, call me professor. No shots, just straight up lessons. Chilling on the bay, waiting for that day. They say time flies by, it's been a minute. Been around the world and seen every revolution come and go. Making every statement you could ever know. Emerenaso,
let us be our O-T-E-S-T.
Emerenaso,
let us be our O-T-E-S-T. Never give us our freedom. We don't march on for our lives. We don't march on for our lives. We don't march on.
The African trails won't let us go. No matter where we are, we'll find our way home. Listen up, never give up, never give up. Liberate your minds, liberate your minds. Emerenaso,
let us be our O-T-E-S-T.
Emerenaso,
let us be our O-T-E-S-T. We'll never give us our freedom. We don't march on for our lives. We don't march on for our lives. We don't march on.
It's the K-O-J-O. People call me Fayo. Ain't no more molester. Vamos la protesta. Desmond, Hampton, Lord Hooks. Your memories don't die. They only ride high. Floating in the sky. Whether knocked down, shot down, blacked out. We're here for the black joy. Oh. We're here for the black joy, oh. We're here for the black joy, oh. Emerenaso,
let us be our O-T-E-S-T.
Emerenaso,
let us be our O-T-E-S-T. We never give us our freedom. We don't march on for our lives. We don't march on for our lives. We don't march on.
Emerenaso, let us be our O-T-E-S-T. Emerenaso, let us P-R-O-T-E-S-T. Don't ever give us a freedom. We did march on for our lives. We did march on for our lives. We did march on.
We don't want no trouble.
No knees on our necks.
We don't want no trouble.
No killings in the streets.
We don't want no trouble.
No arrest at night.
We don't want no trouble.
No knees on our necks.
Let us be our O-T-E-S-T.
Emerenaso,
let us be our O-T-E-S-T. Never give us our freedom. We don't march on for our lives. We don't march on for our lives. We don't march on.
Good morning, McGill University. This is Todor O, letting you know that CKUT has some of the freshest and hottest artists you can find anywhere in Canada. Oh, I think I just made myself hungry. Anyway, you are listening to and hopefully savoring the new Spins Library on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Target. I feel like it's
wraps it up for the New Spins Library on CKUT. Listen back on CKUT.ca. Terminal 5 and the Sleepy King are coming up next. Tell me that we won't look at
It is 10 a.m. You are tuned to Terminal 5 here on CKUT 90.3 in Montreal. I'm your host, Jeffrey Davison, and welcome once again. Stay tuned.
Qui n'a pas rapport avec la démocratie? Marin Gouin. Chez Élections Québec, on note que les gens votent de moins en moins. Alors pour inverser la tendance, on fait l'inverse de ce qu'on ferait normalement. Normalement, on aurait fait un beau grand discours réfléchi sur l'importance de la démocratie. Mais pour faire l'inverse, on va vous dire un tout petit mot, pas du tout réfléchi, qui n'a pas rapport avec la démocratie. Marin Gouin. Le 3 octobre, on inverse la tendance. Tout le monde vote. Un message d'Élections Québec.